You know, friends, the whole idea behind this Pokemon menace is to show a child that they can become a powerful evil force and that they don't have to listen to their parents. Kids look for different Pokemon demons and find them and utilize their specific powers to create chaos in the home. It can be extremely violent. Liberal media doesn't want anyone to know how many families have been torn apart since this Pokemon menace began. The ultimate goal for a child is to collect them, and once they've collected all of them, they can have anything they wish for. In most cases, the child wishes for complete control over his entire family. The Pokemons approach in the still of night, entering the parents' mouths and lodging themselves in their tracheas until they suffocate. And they scurry off quietly and return to their master's bed. When authorities arrive, they're shocked to see no evidence of foul play. They observe only a smiling child fast asleep, surrounded by stuffed animals and innocent little Pokemons. I tell you, my antenna went up about a year ago about this Pokemon stuff. I was driving my children home, and I heard them in the back seat talking about Abra and Kadabra. A chill went down my spine, and a trickle of perspiration dribbled ever so slowly down to the small of my back. I pulled the car over, took the Pokemon action figures from my children, placed them on the road, got back in the car, and backed over them 100 times until there was nothing left but shards of plastic. My teary-eyed children were watching from the roadside.